Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
What's going on, everyone? Hello. We're so glad to have all of our listeners all across the world wide web. This is your lovely, sunny, and magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. That's right, keeping it live, keeping it hot right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're so excited to bring you this awesome show every week. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we continue to put together wonderful shows. And I'm telling you, today is no different. This is a show I call my sister girlfriend spotlight. That's right. You know you have those ladies in your lives that you just want to spotlight. And I have three dynamic women that we're going to be talking to today. So before I get ahead of myself, you know how I do. I just get excited and I'm ready to get things cranked. Listen, to stay up to date on everything I'm doing, you want to visit my official website and join my email list. That's right. You can do that by going to www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. I send you one email once a week just to let you know all of the guests we have coming up on the show. Oh, and don't forget, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. Oh, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and iTunes, of course. You can check me out in iTunes in the podcast section, and all of those phenomenal things. So I think you all are ready to get this party started. I think you're ready. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and again, I am featuring three dynamic ladies in my sister girlfriend spotlight. That's right. We'll talk to Sharon Rook from Memphis, Tennessee, Nicole Cleveland from Virginia Beach. I'm just going to say all over Virginia. And Lady Keisha Mitchell right here from the capital city. So listen, my first guest is in the virtual studio with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. She is Sharon Rooks, the founder and CEO of Sharon Rooks Agency and Rooks Enterprises. She's a trusted public relations officer. Oh, my goodness. She previously served as the public policy speaker for National Association of Women Business Owners, the Memphis chapter. And listen, for her remarkable marketing expertise, Sharon has been selected as a participant on ABC's new reality show that's premiering this Sunday called Shark Tank. And I'm telling you, it's coming on August 9th. And we are excited to have Sharon Rooks join the show. Thanks for joining us, Sharon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited. We're tickled pink just to be talking to you. How about that?
Well, it's hard to get me to sit still for a few moments, so I'm excited as well.
I know. We're glad. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. Tell our listeners, how did you get into public relations? How did you get into that field?
Wow. I started public relations about 8 years ago. I ran a nonprofit organization here in Memphis called All About Kids Tutorial.
Uh-huh.
And part of my goal and vision of All About Kids Tutorial was to be seen on a national scale. And in the midst of me communicating and contacting key individuals, securing sponsors and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
we did make it to the congressman level. And I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay, one person, I can do this, and I love the networking. And it just started from there, you know, being a professional networker turned into PR. And I started helping people
yeah.
who had businesses. And they were like, okay, what do you do? And so I was explaining to them how to do stuff and helping them, you know, do those things. And my husband says, no more free.
How about that?
And so I actually, you know, turned it into a business, but it was something that I was already doing for free from the nonprofit aspect and
mm-hmm.
turned it into assisting others and then putting it, you know, into a business.
Outstanding. So Sharon Rooks Agency, what type of services do you provide to your clients?
I offer pre-marketing services, and that means I create the buzz and make sure your image is spotless and everyone will want to know what you're doing, want to
yeah.
keep up with you, the whole nine. I help you create the buzz, make sure you're packaged correctly to ensure you get the visibility and the interviews and media blitz and all that stuff that you're desiring to, you know, to receive. And also, as a public relations, I do represent celebrity clients and, you know, just ordinary businesses, functions, companies, you know, the whole gamut. It doesn't matter. You know, you hire me for PR, I'm your publicist. That's how we do it. So that's the PR side of it. And the community activist side is very busy as well, because I have a loud voice. And my motto is, if you want it told, I'm the one to tell it.
I like that.
If you're doing something really great, I'm going to blast it and tell everybody. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you've got on my community activist radar, I'm going to blast and tell that also. It's twofold. But that's, you know, that's what I go by. You know, if you want it told, I'm the one to tell it, and I can do that in a very effective manner. So that's how that started.
All right. So you have to tell us about your participation as much as you can with the new reality show Shark Tank. I know things are under lock since the premiere is Sunday, 9 Eastern and 8 Central. And it's interesting because the executive producer for the show is Mark Burnett, who produced Survivor and The Apprentice. So I'm sure we are in for a treat. Can you tell us, like, how did you hear about the opportunity?
Well, actually, what happened through my effective marketing and the workshops that I teach, that I travel and I teach workshops to show people how to get the best, how to, you know, effective market yourself effectively. Well, I was doing that. I mean, I follow the same principles.
Yeah.
And David contacted me from ABC. He sent me an email. He said, look, you know, I've been looking at your profile and went through all your social sites, and you seem to be doing pretty well. And you were recently nominated on Startup Nation, and you got some pretty good votes there. And I was like, okay. So I didn't know the guy was interviewing me over the phone. And he interviewed me over the telephone, and he said, okay, I want you. I like what I hear. I want this marketing done right concept. I mean, I really want that. I've heard the testimonies on your YouTube page and what people are saying about it.
Right.
I want you to market that. And I was like, okay. And so it came from a telephone call, email, and he sent me the information. I had to do an audition tape. And so I did that, and it was just so surreal, because when I responded back to him via email, I was the first person to respond back, and they had no legal paperwork. Yes, there was no legal paperwork ready, so he couldn't talk to me after a certain point, because he was like, you submitted, you know, your stuff back to me, and we're not prepared. And I was like, what?
Wow.
He said, you think ABC would be prepared? It was so funny. But he said, you're in. And they only selected 100 participants, and so I was one of the 100 people.
Wow. And so the gist of Shark Tank is that they're entrepreneurs or people with a business idea, and you have to present this idea to
And have people, investors who, you know, want to have a say or percentage in your business, or just flat out give you the money and invest it and all that kind of stuff. And so you have to tell them, what do you think, you know, your concept is worth. And so that's basically the Shark Tank. And they take you through all kind of stuff, you know, all kind of, you know, what do you, why do you need this kind of money? You know, what makes us want to give you this money? So it's kind of interesting. But,
goodness.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's all I can say. The audition tape was fun. I enjoyed doing the audition tape. You know, I just worked it and just, you know, did what I do. Enjoy talking.
That's what
so
you
it
do. Work it out. Work it out. Oh, my goodness. We are excited for you, Sharon Rooks. For those that are just tuning in, welcome. For those that are in the chat room, welcome as well. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we're here in our sister girlfriend spotlight, talking to our first guest, Ms. Sharon Rooks. And we're just talking about her being on the new reality, or being a participant, selected to be a participant in the new reality show, ABC's reality show Shark Tank, which premieres Sunday. So we're going to keep our eye on you and kind of see where that goes, right?
You'll see some, you may see the footage and all that stuff. You'll see the audition tapes and stuff, because they're going to play it and everything.
Oh.
That'd be cool. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's just honored to be selected. And I'm like, okay, you want my marketing concept. And this is something that I came up with about 5 years ago, and I never put it to paper. And I was like, I'm sitting here helping people.
Mm.
I need to put this in a manual, some type of workshop, and
yes.
I need to teach this to the masses. And so that's what I do now.
Well,
as
so
part
how
of
can
the
people?
Karen Ruth Agency.
Yeah, so how can you offer seminars locally in Memphis? How can people find out information about seminars that you're offering?
They can go to my website. All the information is posted at the SharonRooksAgency.com website. And actually, I have a workshop coming up August the 15th. And I usually try to schedule them, you know, two workshops in one day, you know, one in the morning and one in the evening.
Right.
We can do webinars. We can do the Skype. Online, I mean, we can do it. I can come to where you are. It doesn't matter. We can get it done.
Okay, and what's one thing when you're dealing with clients who are trying to showcase their services or market themselves, like what's one thing that you really say consistently to all of your clients that's very important about marketing and showcasing yourself?
You need to have a budget.
Oh.
That is the number one thing you need to have, and you must have a budget.
Okay, so do you find a lot of people come into it not knowing, having any idea of what things cost or just not knowing how much they want to spend?
They have no idea. And the principles, what I teach through the Marketing Done Right concept, it doesn't take a lot of money at all. It takes you applying the principles and the tools that I give you. And if you're not willing to put the work in, then you're not going to, you know, reap what you're trying to reap. But it doesn't require a lot of money to do the tools and the principles that I teach you. What I go through and I explain to people, you know, when I ask them the question, you know, what's your fan base? And you tell me 500 people, you need pre-marketing services.
Because
500 people, that's just your family and your church members.
Right.
That's not it. You know, when you get to be 10,000 plus, then you have a fan base. So there's a difference. You know, you need pre-marketing services. You don't need a publicist. There's a difference.
Oh, right. Give us your website one more time.
It's SharonRooksAgency.com. And that's Sharon with an E, S-H-A-R-E-N, Rooks. agency.com.
Oh, right. You are a busy, busy lady because you're also an author.
You are an author.
What Happens When God Moves? Tell us a little bit about your book.
What Happens When God Moves is an inspirational story that was, inspired by, you know, my life trials and tribulations. Growing up, being molested and having a child out of that molestation, the child, you know, passed a year and a half later. And there was just a series of events going on. My brother was shot right before my eyes, and the young man who shot him was featured on America's Most Wanted twice because he escaped.
So
it's just a whole bunch of things, you know, going on in there. My husband and I, we almost lost our home. I was attacked by a dog getting ready for a Bible study. It's just a whole gamut of just struggles, and it's like, okay, God, there's something in this for me. I already know it is, but why did I have to go through all of that? And so I talk about that through the book, and it's raw, but it's inspirational, and it's truth, you know, because people need to hear true testimonies so people can be delivered from that.
Outstanding.
And so that's what the book is about, and it's actually doing pretty well. And I don't do book signing, Charvette, but my book is doing really well.
Oh, congratulations. I mean, I'm telling you, without a test, there's no testimony, right?
Exactly.
My goodness, and look at the lives that you are influencing and helping
yes.
through that. Oh, we're going to have you back. I'm telling you, I'm running out of time. We are excited for you, and we just wanted to take this opportunity to applaud you, Sharon Rooks, as one of the Sister Girlfriend Spotlights from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're going to be looking out again on this coming Sunday, yes, Sunday, for the ABC's new reality show, Shark Tank, and we just applaud you for being selected and for all of the great things you do with your marketing and your PR and for the community.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, we thank you so much. And go ahead and hang out with us in the virtual studios because we're going to be talking to our next sister girlfriend spotlight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Cleveland. We're going to bring her to the mic right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go nowhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and International Christian Ministries present the 17th Annual Holy Convocation, coming to the Capital City Thursday, August 13th through Saturday, August 15th. We're excited to bring this dynamic gathering of kingdom people to the Richmond Marriott West in Innsbrook. The theme is the set time of kingdom favor. So come out and hear from our special guests, Bishop Kenneth Moles Sr., Dr. Cindy Trim, and Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. We want to see you at the Richmond Marriott West for the 17th Annual Holy Convocation. Visit us online at www.internationalchristianministries.org. Call us at area code 804-594-0948. Services will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and we will host midnight musicals on Thursday, August 13th and Friday, August 14th. We invite you to come out for an unpredictable move of God. Richmond, are you ready? Redemption Productions proudly presents this all-new gospel stage play, When a Woman is Love Right, featuring comedian Antoine Scott.
Do you take this, man?
I don't know what I should do.
Girls, you can do this. They're waiting for you.
Uh-oh. Run away, bride. Run away, bride. Now, hold on. Don't worry. You're going to get your gift back. Hey, wait a minute. I better get paid.
Before she can look to the future, Tanya must deal with the scars of her past.
The only love you're going to get from a man is when you're lying on your back.
No, stop.
Yeah, you know you want it.
Jack!
Three shows only, August 22nd and 23rd at Henrico Theater, 305 East 9 Mile Road. Tickets start at $20, available at Barkey's Bookstore or online at RedemptionProductionsLLC.com.
I may not be the first man to claim to love you, but I am the first man who's ever loved you right.
This show will sell out. Get your tickets today. Call 804-402-9113. 402-9113.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, where we are keeping it hot. We're here in our segment called Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. We just talked to Sharon Rooks, wonderful, phenomenal, dynamic woman. We are getting ready right now to bring to the mic my next dynamic guest, my next sister girlfriend spotlight. Coming to the mic right now is Miss Nicole Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette.
We're so glad you're tuning in and just hanging out with us here in the studio.
Well, I'm glad to be hanging out in the studio, and I'm humbled that you invited me, so thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Listen, listeners, let me tell you, Nicole Cleveland, oh my goodness, she has so many hats that she wears, and she wears them effectively. She is the founder of Breathe Again magazine, and that's an online magazine designed to encourage, uplift, and inspire women. And we're just, again, just so glad to have her joining the show. So let me ask, who is Nicole Cleveland? How do you answer that question?
You know, Charvette, I'm just a woman on a mission. I'm on a mission to ensure that women are not suffering in secret like I once was. You know, my heart goes out to women that feel like they're alone in their pain or they're alone in their struggle like I once was.
Right.
But I'm also a professional fundraiser by day. I work for NPR and PBS. But I'm an author, a publisher, talk show host, motivator by night, and also a mother of four, and I'm married to one amazing man.
Oh, right. And how do you balance it all?
Lots of prayer, girl. Lots of prayer.
Lots of prayer.
Lots of late nights, too, Charvette.
You make it look so easy. You make it look so easy.
Oh, Lord. That's the Lord.
He does that. He does that. So tell our listeners, how and why did you start Breathe Again magazine? Were you a natural writer, editor? How was this birth?
Absolutely not. I did not know I would be a founder, chief editor of a magazine. You know, I just
I founded it because 5 years ago, my husband and I were in the ministry, and he's a minister, and he decided he didn't want to be married or in the ministry anymore. So he, you know, he left, and we went through a very awful separation. He was living across town with another woman, and in the midst of my pain and in the midst of my shame, the Lord gave me a vision to start the magazine. And I was like, I don't know anything about writing. I don't know anything about journalism, or, but, you know, the Bible says we're overcome by the power of our testimony.
Yes.
And I found that when I was in my pain and in my struggle, you know, we would go to church every day and every Sunday, and we would snot, and I would go up to the altar, but I needed to touch somebody, and I needed to feel somebody that went through what I went through.
Right.
And I couldn't do it. No one was telling the real testimony. So the Lord gave me the vision to do it. Thus came Breathe Again Magazine.
My goodness, and certainly you feature a lot of different articles, a lot of different stories, but I certainly want you to share the end of your testimony. You started us off, but can you tell us how it ended?
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much for asking. You know, God is a restorer, Charvette.
Yes, he is.
He takes things and he just restores it and he makes it new again. My husband and I were separated. He was doing his thing and I was trying to rebuild my thing. And, you know, the Lord restored us and brought us back together, and we are friends now. And, you know, we have such an amazing marriage now. And I just bless God for the pain that I had to go through. He actually had a baby out of wedlock when we were separated. And the baby is 4 years old now, and he comes over, and we love him like he's one of ours, you know. So God is good, and he's a restorer, and I'm not bitter. That's the thing right there.
I'm not
angry, and I'm not bitter, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now, Charlotte.
That's right. That's right. God will sets us up. He sets us up in so many different ways, and I wanted you to share the end of that, and I'm not going to say the end, but the continuance. Let's say it that way, the continuance, because there are a lot of people struggle with relationships and, you know, try to figure out which way to go, and I just wanted to spotlight that, you know, your story turned out differently than a lot that we hear, you know, that are showcased so often. Great, great, great. So what can listeners expect from your online magazine? What type of stories can they expect to see?
You know, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Anything that a woman has overcame, that's what we post. We've posted things from domestic violence, overcoming domestic violence and murder, being barren, adultery, sex, pornography, anything that has an ending, because we really don't want to focus on the actual, you know, the turmoil. We don't want to give glory to the adversity. We don't want to glorify it, but we do want to glorify the ending, how they made it through.
Outstanding. And how do you pick your writers? Who are your contributing writers?
We receive submissions every day from people all across the world. You know, we have readers in Germany and Africa and Hawaii, and the internet is amazing, isn't it, Charvette?
Yes, I'm telling you. That's why I'm talking to you now.
I'm telling you. So because of this thing called the internet, people can just, you know, upload a Word document and tell their story, and then we choose which ones we would like to feature. So we don't have any set. We have featured contributors. We have new contributors every month. Anyone with a story is a writer to me.
Phenomenal. And so how can someone subscribe to the magazine, Breathe Again Magazine?
They can go online to breatheagainmagazine.com, and that's B-R-E-A-T-H-E. A lot of people get that mixed up, but it's breatheagainmagazine.com. The subscription is $10. It is all digital, and you get 6 bi-monthly issues a year. And, you know, our mission is basically for a woman to read an article and say, if she made it, then I know I can make it. If Charvette made it through what she went through, then I know I can make it through what I'm going through right now.
Yes. And you also send out a wonderful e-blast, too, so you keep us up to date. And I love that you are a person that does connections. You make connections, and you try to support and uplift other people and give recommendations, and you spotlight and have featured network. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Friends network is compiled of women business owners that are out here trying to make it. You know, we offer low-cost advertising. You could become a Friends Network member. It's $40 per year, but we spotlight you in the magazine. You get a link in the newsletter that goes out every week. We offer discounts, and we kind of send people to you with whatever your profession is. So if we find someone that needs a website, we know Charvette Mitchell creates websites.
That's right, because I'm in the Friends Network.
Yes, you are, girl, and thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Listen, I'm just so delighted to have the opportunity to spotlight you and to showcase you as one of the dynamic women that I've picked out in the community and as a spotlight, sister girlfriend spotlight. So I'm just tickled pink just to have you. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We are glad to have you. Those listening from iTunes, those in the chat room, we say hello and welcome to you as well. So listen, I'm telling you, you do a lot of things. You mentioned that you're a radio host, you're a speaker, you work with the community. How do you balance all of that as well?
Well, you know, a lot of prayer, like I said earlier, but I really think that, you know, the reason I do what I do is because I want that dash to make a difference, dash from the year that I was born and the year that I leave this world and go on to glory. I want people to say that I made a difference in someone's life. I encouraged someone. I motivated somebody. You know, I made a difference. So that's why I do what I do. And I have a dynamic family that allows me to do what I do. You know, my husband allows me to come up here in my office and work tirelessly, you know, but I balance it. My children allow me to play on the computer because I have to tell them I'm playing on the computer.
That's a good trick.
Exactly. So, and I'm really active in the community. My heart goes out to those because I once was one of those, you know, I was out there doing my thing, and I have a heart for the youth that have gone the wrong way and they're trying to make their way back. You know, God's grace and mercy was sufficient for me, so I just think that we should, you know, extend the same grace and mercy to those out there.
All right. It's better to give than to receive, right?
That's right. That's right. And I'm also working on a book, Charvette.
Oh, tell us about it.
We're almost finished right now. We are in the editing process. We chose the cover. It's called So He Cheated, Now What?
Oh, look at that.
Yes, it's a guide to, you know, make the decision. Do I stay or walk away? Because it's a hard decision.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. You're not just doing it for the kids, and you're just not doing it just so nobody else can have him.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it because you love him and you want to build a family. So we go through the whole process of, do I stay or do I walk away? What are the reasons I fell in love?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on now? How do we rebuild? Because when an affair takes place in a marriage, and adultery sets in, it's hard to recover. And you've got to be willing to forgive. You really do. So, and I talk about that in my story, because I can't talk about anything that I haven't gone through.
Right. And, you know, that's phenomenal because there's so many people, there's so many things out, why do men cheat? And men cheat because of this. And how do you keep them from cheating? You know, all of those types of things. But
how do you diagnose if it's cheating?
Right. But you're coming from the other end. Okay, so now, he cheated. Okay, so now what? Look, girl, that's going to blow up.
That's going to blow up.
I decree and declare that. Oh, my goodness. What else is going on with you? What else is on the pipeline for you, Nicole?
Well, we do the radio show, and we feature a lot of times when I used to read articles, and I still do read articles in magazines, I would always want to put a face or put a voice to that person that I read about. And that's why we do the radio show. We feature women and men that we featured in the actual magazine, and we interview them just so someone can listen to the story as well.
Yeah.
So you can kind of visualize that person, and we put images out there. So we do the radio show. I do a GED graduation ceremony every year in this community down here in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
And what we do down here is we spotlight, you know, we highlight individuals that have gone on and received their GED. They get the cap, the gown, the pomp and circumstance. It is absolutely amazing.
How inspiring, because then a lot of times the people that receive their GED may feel they, you know, kind of got left out of that piece of it. Yeah,
that's right, because they don't have that graduation or they can't participate in that ceremony. So what we decided to do 2 years ago was put one on in the community, I found out that my son actually got his GED, and he came home,
uh-huh.
and he said, well, it doesn't make a difference anyway. No one cares. And I said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't
do
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got some community leaders together, and we put our money where our mouth was, and we did the whole pomp and circumstance. They walked across the stage. Delegate Alexander was the keynote the first year, and Barbara Sierra was the keynote the second year.
Well, we certainly applaud you for that. I mean, I'm telling you, you're just doing so many great things. How can people listen to your radio show segment and also check out the magazine again?
They can go to breatheagainmagazine.com. That's B-R-E-A-T-H-E, againmagazine.com. And you can just click on the radio icon because we're streaming it from our actual website.
Oh, right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have enjoyed talking to you, Miss Nicole Cleveland.
Thank you so much for having me, and I love what you're doing too, Charvette. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. I receive it, and we will just look for more bigger and better and greater things coming from you. And when that book comes out, we're going to have you back so we can talk some more about that, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I am just so excited. We are in our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, and my next Spotlight guest, last but certainly not least, I'm going to have Lady Keisha Mitchell coming to the mic very shortly. She's going to join us right after this quick commercial break. Stay tuned.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
Now, back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, my next guest is the lovely Lady Keisha Mitchell. I am bringing her to the mic right now. Lady Keisha, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, lady. How are you?
I am fabulous. Just excited to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. Yeah.
Honored. It's an honor and a privilege.
Oh, listen, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you. Listeners,
okay.
Yeah, Lady Keisha Mitchell is the first lady of Resurrection Life Christian Center right here in the capital city. Woohoo! Big shout out to them. Yeah.
Big shout out.
With her husband, Pastor Nathan L. Mitchell Jr. is pastor. She certainly is a featured contributor for Faith Filled Stilettos online magazine. She has a new column she's going to talk to us about, The Heart of a Lady, and she's an up-and-coming author ready to tell her story of God's healing power. Again, thank you so much for joining us.
Amen. Thank you. I am just, you don't understand how excited and honored I am. This is so wonderful. It's a blessing when you go through something and you're given the opportunity to minister and to help somebody else that may be going through. I never count that as just anything. I'm always privileged.
Yes. Well, you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence.
Yes.
And I certainly think that I pick guests that I think have something to say that will motivate, excite, and influence. So certainly I'm excited to hear your extraordinary testimony concerning pregnancy and cancer. Tell our listeners about your testimony.
I have a awesome testimony. Back in October of last year, and I'll just give the brief version, but back in October of last year, we found out that I was pregnant, and we found out late. I was already about 4 months into the pregnancy, I didn't have a whole lot of signs mm-hmm. as you usually would have. So I didn't even know I was pregnant, but we found out that I was. And then I grew a boil, or what I thought was a boil, on the side of my neck. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having to go to the emergency room a couple of times for it. They tried to lance it, and they couldn't get it to drain. Mm-hmm. And so they ended up sending me to some specialists. And that last specialist visit that I went to, they determined that it was cancer. In fact, and it was not a boil. I was at stage 4, which is, you know, pretty far along,
right.
Because it had already started spreading throughout my neck, and I was suffering some pretty serious side effects
yeah.
because of that. And so I found out pretty much within a week of each other that I was pregnant and then that I had cancer.
My
so,
goodness.
So it was pretty devastating, needless to say, and I wasn't really sure of what to do. And the doctor told my husband right up front, he said, well, sir, you're going to have to make a decision. He said, do you want a dead baby or a dead wife?
My
and
goodness. He said it just like that?
To my husband, just like that.
My God.
And my husband looked at him, and it was so awesome how it came about because
yeah.
before we found the diagnosis, we were riding down the street, and my husband said, what do you want to name the baby? I said, let's name her Majesty. I think Majesty is such a pretty girl's name. He said, okay. And then about 5 minutes down the road, he stopped, and he said, no. He said, her name is Destiny.
Mm.
And I said, no, I like Majesty better. He said, yeah, I know you like it. He said, but I believe her name should be Destiny. This was before we ever knew that I had cancer.
Right.
And so when we got to the doctor's office, that came back to his mind. And so after the doctor gave him the ultimatum, he told the doctor, he said, well, listen, he said, I don't find it strange that the Lord already showed me my daughter's name
mm-hmm.
to be Destiny. I know it's a girl, and I know her name is Destiny. He said, so we're going to let God decide.
All
I'm
right.
going to take that decision out of your hands, out of my hands, and we're going to let God decide. He said, but I'm believing that I'm going to come out of this with both of them.
All right.
And we just believed God. We began to pray. We had people literally all over the place,
yeah.
you know, praying with us and believing with us. And I had to go through chemotherapy and radiation while I was pregnant. Now, anybody that's been pregnant knows that pregnancy is something to deal with all in and of itself.
Yes.
You add to that 5 days of chemo, 5 days of radiation, and a week of chemotherapy. Wow, you got a beast on your hands.
Yes.
God was good to me though. You know, I lost a little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
I suffered a little bit of skin scarring from the radiation. But get this, I never threw up one time.
What?
Didn't lose my hair.
Oh.
Everything that they told me, every side effect that they said, yeah, for sure. Because you're pregnant, so get ready.
Uh-huh.
It didn't happen. I was literally sitting in my house waiting on stuff to happen that never did.
Look at God.
That never did. Yeah, so I knew. I said, well, God,
oh,
you know, you
God.
Got this.
Yes.
You got this, you know. And so I became assured through that. And my doctors, the cancer that they said I had was so rare that I am now a case study. So I'm still going through. I'm at the end stages of my process.
Yes.
And they are using me to teach other doctors how to treat what I have because it's that rare. It comes from Japan. They don't even know how I got it.
What?
They have no idea. They are still today trying to even figure out how and why I got it and where I picked it up from.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're learning through what I've gone through how to treat it. So I'll be an official case study that they'll send to other doctors to teach them how to treat patients that have, you know, that same condition. So, God, yeah, it's been an amazing journey.
Yes, and you certainly have a story to tell. You have a story to tell. What are one or two things that really kept you grounded throughout this experience? Are you looking back, you know, what really kept you grounded and not, you know, flying off the cuckoo's nest over this?
I'm going to be honest. There were some days that I was
right.
like, I don't even understand this, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get this. But the two things I would say that kept me grounded, one was my husband. My husband is my greatest source of encouragement, and he would never let me get, you know, into the pity party, depressed mode. He would feed me the scripture, and he would keep me in the presence of God. And so that sustained me. He didn't, you know, pet me and, oh, poor us, look at what we have to know. It was none of that. Listen, we're going to kick the devil's butt because he tried us. He done walked up in our house, and now we going to deal with that. So you don't worry about that. You know, God got this. That was his attitude through the whole thing. So he was definitely one source of sustainment. And the other were my children. I have a 7-year-old.
Okay.
And then my daughter that I was about to give birth to. And I knew that if I allowed this to defeat me, mm-hmm. that was going to make this a part of their bloodline. It was going to be a generational curse for them.
Mm.
And so I felt like I had to defeat it for them.
Oh,
you know, I had to survive for them because I felt like if I can fight this beast, they won't have to.
Yeah. And I want to add, you had to do it for a whole lot of people. I want to add that in. I want to add that in. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing the lovely Lady Keisha Mitchell, one of our sister girlfriend spotlights. We're just so excited to have her. And so this experience is pushing you as a catalyst into an up-and-coming book that you're going to do, right?
Yes,
tell
it
us
is.
About that.
That book is coming up, and it's a twofold title. The title is Awaiting Destiny, and the title is twofold. One, because I was awaiting my destiny when I went through this process. I felt like God had something specific for me to do when it was all said and done. So I through the process, that's what I was doing. I was waiting on my destiny to come forth and be birthed. Secondly, again, that's my daughter's name, and so I was waiting for her to come forth as well. And so that's what the book is about. It's about everything that we went through from, you know, when we found out up until this point. And even, you know, once I get my final reports and everything done, I'll include those and, you know, the testimony. And it's just that's what the book is about. It just chronicles. It really started out as a therapeutic way for me to deal with my emotions, you know. And then my husband said, look, this is kind of, you know, why don't you put this into a book?
Yeah.
Because somebody needs to hear this. He was like, this stuff isn't just, you know, you kind of trying to get out of a funk. He was like, this can bless somebody.
Absolutely.
You know? And so, again, through his encouragement, you know, and through much prayer, I said, well, okay, you know, I'll do it. And it's amazing the response I've gotten since I've, you know, talked to people and let them know what I've gone through. It's like people really want to hear about it, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, so maybe this really wasn't just something I was going through, you know, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do to help somebody else.
Yes, and we are happy to tell our listeners that you and Destiny are here. I want to make sure our listeners get that part. How old is Destiny?
Destiny is 6 months old. When she was born, she was 2 pounds. You could fit her in one hand. She was so tiny. You'll be happy to know now she is about 11 pounds.
Oh.
She has major attitude. she is a diva, if ever there was one.
All right.
And she is just so full of life. She is such a blessing. They had her pegged as possibly being blind, possibly being deaf because of the treatments. My daughter has no side effects whatsoever.
Mm.
She's been to every specialist, the audiologist, the ophthalmologist, every specialist that they had, she's been to, and she has passed every test with flying colors. She is just a blessing. She is a miracle. And even now when I take her back to the hospital, they take pictures of her, and the surgeons and everybody, my oncologist, and everybody is taking pictures of her, and they call her the miracle baby because they can't believe, you know, that she's here. And nothing is wrong with her.
Right, and they can't explain God away. So.
Exactly.
They can't explain him away. Oh, my God. Oh, listen, we're going to have to bring you back as well, like I told Nicole Cleveland, the last spotlight, when the book is out and ready to come. Now, I don't want to run out of time because this is good, like some chicken and some mashed potatoes. You are a featured contributor for Faith-Filled Stilettos Online Magazine. So
tell us
about that.
Yes, again, I met Tiffany Jones. She's the editor of the magazine, and I basically, you know, shared my testimony with her.
Yeah.
And we were starting out just going to talk about being a guest with the magazine regarding my book.
Yeah.
But then she called me back, or either we were at the end of the conversation, and she said that the Lord had placed me in her spirit to do a column that deals with pastors' wives and women in ministry, and kind of some of the downside of what they go through. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the life of the First Lady is not the charmed, glitzy, glamorous life that people think it is. And a lot of First Ladies and women in ministry deal with a lot of hurt, and they don't have anybody that they can go to, you know. They have to hold up that image. They have to be always smile and always, you know, be good and dry their tears sometimes and pick up the phone to counsel with somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, that's what that whole thing is about. The article just deals with me kind of helping first ladies know that there's somebody out there that supports them and that is praying with them and that is just offering some advice for what they're going through.
Oh, right. And that article, that hot new column is The Heart of a Lady, and they can find that at Faith Filled Stilettos, www.faithfilledstilettos, just like we said, just like it sounds, .com. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just tickle pink and just excited to have you. Certainly you and your husband, dynamic people, you offer and you facilitate marriage and couple seminars, which is certainly needed in this day and age.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, then the conference we just had was so awesome.
Yeah.
And we believe in marriage. We believe good families make good churches, and we just believe that the family has to be saved. We got to save the family if we expect to really do ministry, you know. So that's why that's a major focus for us at our church. We will go miles and miles to help counsel to save marriages and to save families. We totally believe in that.
Well, we thank you. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show thanks you because certainly it helps improve our communities all around when there are healthy families and healthy relationships.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What piece of advice do you give for having a healthy relationship? If there's one thing that kind of sticks out of your mind in some of the seminars that you do, what's one piece of advice for having a healthy relationship?
Transparency.
Okay. Good.
Transparency. If we have to make it a one-shot deal, transparency. You need to be open. You need to be honest. You need to be who you are in front of that person. They need to know the real you. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right.
They need to be able to deal with it and accept it. No skeletons, no secrets. You just need to be transparent. Go back to the days of Adam and Eve. The Bible says they were naked and not ashamed. And if you can conquer that hurdle realistically, then all of the other stuff you can deal with.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here, and you heard it from an expert. Again, Lady Keisha Mitchell, thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I want you to give a shout-out certainly to your church and your website for your church and all that.
Okay, great. Our church is Resurrection Life Christian Center. Well, my wonderful and anointed pastor is my husband, Pastor Nathan L. Mitchell. Our website is www.rlcc.info. You can look us up anytime. And if you're interested in my story, you can go to faithfilledstilettos.com, and you can read about us there. We're also on Facebook, and you can look it up under his name, Pastor Nathan Mitchell, or under my name, Keisha Mitchell, and just read all about us. And if you're in the Virginia area, we certainly invite you to come by and pay us a visit. We have services every Sunday morning at 10, and we have prayer on Tuesday nights at 7.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to look forward to talking to you a little bit later when your book is out and ready.
Okay, great. I will definitely be back, and I thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check back with us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where our topic will be Till Debt Do Us Part, Marriage and Finances. I'm telling you, you're going to really enjoy that show. Keep us on your email list and keep us on your calendar and follow us on Twitter and connect with us on Facebook and all those great things. And until we meet again, peace and love.